Welcome to WrestleWolf. I'm your host, Dr. Damien Gibson, DMD, and this is our AEW Rampage recap and review. Let's get into it, brother friends. We started off with Bryan Danielson versus Eddie Kingston, another dream match for Bryan Danielson, just week after week. And he didn't disappoint. Well, maybe not week after week because he wrestled Dustin Rhodes last week. But anyway, I got a lot of pushback on that. A lot of other people seem to really enjoy that match. So maybe I'm wrong. Don't think I am. But this match was always going to schlap, as the kids say. It's what I did like about it was that the two competitors were trying to beat the other one with their opponent's skill set. Bryan Danielson was trying to prove to Eddie Kingston that he could go with him, you know, that he's like, man, I'm not just submission moves. I mean, he does win with a submission move, but there was just a lot of kicks and chops and punches, more than usual. And Eddie Kingston was pulling out some wrestling moves, a DDT that almost took Bryan out of the match. And it's these little nuances that really are the reason why you keep coming back to AEW. Like, it's you don't even realize that it's happening unless you sit back and sort of analyze it. I'm not trying to come across as like, oh, well, I get it. You don't. If I wasn't reviewing the podcast, I wouldn't stop to think about it. All I would know is that the match would end and be like, fuck, man, that was great. This is a match, you know, not to harp on too much about Dustin Rhodes, but this is definitely a match where Danielson should be pushed. And people believe in Eddie. He's proved that he's hard as nails. He keeps getting up towards the top of that card. He's a contender gatekeeper. That's become his role in AEW. If you're wrestling Eddie Kingston, the likelihood is that if you beat him, then you're in the title picture or in and around the title picture. And I like that. I like that you have those kind of wrestlers. There are other promotions where that just doesn't happen at all. You know, the mid-card is so weak and booked so weakly that there's no progression. And for Bryan Danielson, he's slowly been progressing his way back up the... He got a shot at Kenny initially because, of course, he should or would because he's Bryan Danielson. But he's doing the work, you know, I mean, I don't know what's going on with Cody. I've given up trying to work out whether it's legit or not. This is a storyline where the wrestler is actually doing the work, but still little bits and pieces of Bryan being a heel, like taking advantage of Kingston, when he collapsed, like Kingston went to attack Bryan and just kind of collapsed because of the weight of the amount of punishment that they'd both taken, and then Bryan Danielson just jumped on the top of him and started choking him out, which is pretty babyface behavior. But I'm liking this. Even the walk out to the ring for this match for both of them doing sort of shadow boxing and stuff like that, I really enjoyed. Kingston being put to sleep by Bryan allows Bryan to go over without Eddie looking weak. And also, like, him giving the bird, you know, starts a rivalry. That these two don't particularly like each other, and that we'll get to see them again, hopefully. CM Punk is cutting a promo after this. He's about to start speaking, and then you can hear Eddie swearing and losing his mind in the background. I mean, this was done really well. This felt real. This is what Eddie Kingston brings to a promo, to the point where he was the star in this, and CM Punk was kind of being followed, being led around, which you don't get in promos with CM Punk. So he essentially, because he's losing his shit, and Punk has that sort of like smirk on his face, like, oh, man, look at this guy. And then Eddie's like, what are you smiling at? What are you laughing at? And what I did like about this is CM Punk does the same thing that Bryan Danielson did last week, where he questions the professionalism of Kingston. You know, because you look at him, and because everybody, every wrestler on earth, unless they go out of their way to be a big bear of a wrestler, are cut to shit. Like, they don't eat any carbs ever, and they're just doing, you know, 3,000 sit-ups a day. And Eddie Kingston doesn't look like that. He doesn't bother to do that. I'm not going to get on Eddie's bad side and say he doesn't do the work. But this is, when you look at him, he doesn't look like all the other wrestlers. And it is, I mean, even his mate Mox looks fucking cut to shit, you know what I mean? So I'm finding that angle interesting, and I'm finding the fact that Punk said the same thing as Danielson interesting. They keep teasing a tag team between the two of them. And yeah, I mean, even if it's just for a feud, or even if it's just for one match of Punk and Danielson versus Mox and Kingston, would be pretty amazing. But yeah, I think that feud, I mean, this is obviously setting up a feud between Kingston and Punk. Let me give you all my money for that. But I think long term, we are definitely going to see a Punk Danielson tag team. And I mean, who wouldn't want to see that? I'd actually like them to be heels. I think they could have a lot of fun, and we could have a lot of fun watching them as a heel tag team. Matt Sydal versus Dante Martin. The AEW have done a pretty good job of building this storyline up, because I was actually invested in it. And when you consider the two guys wrestling, I really have had not that much interest in their time in AEW. I mean, I've always gone into bat for Matt Sydal. I will keep saying he's more than a good hand. That's being really dismissive of what he can do in the ring. But he is kind of a beginning of a quest wrestler. And I feel like that's what this is with Dante Martin. He's like, unfortunately, Leo Rush has kind of gotten in the way of their friendship. And yeah, but I mean, there was enough here. Rush, the story that I like here is that Martin's being dragged towards the dark side by Leo Rush. And that Martin's resisting and staying a face, not wanting to win by any means necessary, which is escalating the tension between the two. And they'll eventually feud. But yeah, I mean, this match just had some spectacular spots in it. Of course it would with these two guys. I mean, Dante Martin is really impressing me more and more every time he gets in the ring. So I'm converted. I was probably too hard on the kid initially. I think it's that thing where when people lose their minds instantaneously, you know, there was a part of me that's like, okay, well, let's just... Yeah, he can do amazing moves, but that's, you need more than that to be a great wrestler on TV. Yeah, and then we had the main event, Abaddon versus Britt Baker. I was so looking forward to this match. I wanted to see Abaddon on primetime. I think she did a really good job. This match was enjoyable, especially when they leaned into the hardcore elements of the match. Abaddon biting the lockjaw hand of Britt was a particular highlight. However, it ended a bit, like, the ending was a bit clunky. Britt winning with a roll-up, which is now, I think there's been 3 or 4 roll-up endings in the last 3 episodes of AEW. And that's way too much in AEW, I think, for my liking. It's too easy and lazy a way to tell the ending of a story. AEW better than that. I know the counter-argument to this would be, they tried everything with Abaddon. She kept getting back up. So Britt Baker saw the opportunity, ever the opportunist, because she's a heel, rolled her up, blah, 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 blah. But in a no DQ match where Britt has 2 henchwomen out there who didn't really do a lot throughout the match, I would be utilizing that. I would be utilizing that loophole while you can. Otherwise, what's the point in having a DQ match? And then that still leaves the same door open of Britt not getting a convincing win. In fact, it would be an even less convincing win, because this, I mean, she won clean, really. you know, there might have been a little bit of tights or whatever, but I mean, not, you guys know what I'm saying? It just left a sort of sour taste in my mouth in what would, had been an enjoyable match. I know people will point to the table spot. They're like, botch, but you know, whatever. Tables don't break every now and then. I liked the way that Jericho kind of covered it up by saying, you know, and Taz as well, by saying, well, you know, it hurts. A lot of the time it hurts more when the table doesn't smash than when it does, which I imagine is probably the case. I mean, one, because they would know, but two, it just makes sense. So I enjoyed this match. It's not one of those things where I'm like, ah, this is not blah, blah, blah. Like, I really enjoyed Rampage. I thought Dynamite and Rampage were really, really good this week. Starting to really work their way up through the gears. Pardon the pun. Leading into Full Gear, which is not this weekend, the weekend after. So, yeah, good stuff. We've still got a couple of episodes to go until we get to the pay-per-view, so I expect things to ramp up even more. But, I mean, it's pretty amazing when you can have an hour of TV and have Eddie Kingston, Brian Danielson, Sam Punk, Britt Baker on the show, but then also have a match that has Matt Sydal and Dante Martin, and people were just as much into that as they were these big stars. It really is testament to AEW's fantastic booking the vast majority of the time. And I think, you know, I mean, getting sort of wound up by the Cody-verse that's going on at the moment, that needs to be spoken about. AEW deserves criticism when they need to be criticized. But I think it's worthwhile us as fans, and I'm probably talking to myself here more than anyone, need to take a step back sometimes and just be like, fuck, man, this is so good. This is so good. Like, there are very few TV shows, full stop, that I stop and think, oh, man, I've got to watch blah. You know, like, at the moment, it's Bosch. The last show that I really got into was Only Murders in the Building, which my girlfriend got me into, and that's it. There aren't a hell of a lot of shows that I'm even... Maybe the new season of Dexter I'm looking forward to checking out. Hopefully it's good. AEW every week, undeniably, it's the 3 hours of TV that I'm like, oh, I've got to watch that. Have to watch it. And I just think we can't commend the EVPs and Tony Khan enough for that. I mean, we're getting towards the end of the year. It's been 2 years of Dynamite, pretty much. Or it has. It was the two-year anniversary a few weeks ago. And I think, you know, while an era of like this is happening, it's very easy to take it for granted and then 5-10 years later go, oh man, god, that was such a good era. I mean, Matt and I have done it with WCW like 25-30 years after the fact of like, fuck, you know, like the Monday Night Wars Nitro, really fun. Like, really, really fun. I mean, we loved it at the time, but I really think this is, you know, a time for us to enjoy what we have. And not to end on a downer, but we've seen with what's happened on Ring of Honor this week and looking to get the news back into the rotation, have a news episode tomorrow. Seeing what's happened with Ring of Honor this week, it there's no guarantees that a promotion, and I'm not saying AEW is going anywhere, I expect them to go from strength to strength, but what I'm saying is there's no guarantees that the particular thing that you're into is going to last forever. In fact, it won't. So, yeah, just enjoy it while it's happening, man, because this is pretty great. We're pretty fucking spoiled. Anyway, I'm going to leave that there now that I've lectured you guys about enjoying AEW. Thank you so much for supporting the podcast. Our listenership is up this month from last month again. So, thank you. Really appreciate it. It's a fair amount of work to do this podcast in any format, but especially in this new format of trying to watch all of the wrestling and doing a podcast on each one and having a relationship and jobs and courses and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, the fact when you guys listen, that does, it makes all the difference. So thank you very much for that. You can help me out heaps by just going to Apple Podcasts and rating and reviewing. 5 stars would be great. Just gets us in front of so many more people. Our following has gone right up on Twitter as well. You can follow us with WrestleWolf Pod on Twitter and all the socials. But anyway, until next time, brother friends, may your wrestling be good wrestling, and good night.